Love and light, peace and blessings. Thanks for tuning in with me on a Sunday night at 9:47 p.m. I'm suffering from insomnia. So I was like, well, don't sit in the bed and lay there. Get up and do something. Hopefully that'll make me tired and I can lay down and fall asleep. So anyway, the topic today is talking about personal growth. And the reason why I chose this topic was because I've been, you know, working on myself for the last 8 years since my mom's death. I have unlearned and learned so much. And I feel that if you are not willing to accept the bad parts of you, which makes up half of who you are, because we have bad and we have the good. We have negative traits and we have positive traits. You can't have one without the other. You have to have balance. So there's a lot of people out here in the world that, you know, they don't mind someone giving them praise for the good qualities that they have. But when someone brings up the bad qualities, they get deflective. They want to deflect. They want to blame. And they don't want to take accountability. And that's wrong. But as long as you have that mentality, when someone tells you that you are doing something that is affecting them negatively and you get upset, that means you are emotionally immature. You have to understand that as an adult, we do things. We have to be conscious of the decisions and choices that we make because it comes with consequences, whether good or bad, depending on the choices that you make. But when things go wrong in your life, you have to sit down and look at the things that you are doing, the choices you are making. And especially if it continues to repeat itself over and over again, the problem is not the other people, the problem is you. That's why shadow work is so important, because you learn to accept and heal from the dark parts of you. It's a part of you. You went through things in your life that caused those things to you to develop those behaviors. That's life. But you don't have to maintain those behaviors and continue acting in those negative ways. That's why personal growth is important. So I came across an article. Let me see. The title of this article is 10 Reasons Personal Growth is Important No Matter Your Age. So those who actively pursue personal development enjoy the following 10 advantages. Number 1, healthier relationships. Relationships with your family, children, co-workers, lovers, and even that primary relationship with you, yourself, are the foundation of life. You can't avoid them even when you may wish to. When your relationships are low quality, your life is low quality. When your relationships are healthy and vibrant, you will reap the benefits in profound ways. Learning and building good relationship skills is an essential part of any personal development plan. People who consciously and deliberately build interpersonal skills experience greater satisfaction in relationships of all kinds. Number 2, less stress. Given the killer that stress has turned out to be and how quickly it negatively impacts our overall quality of life, anything that reduces stress will be worth pursuing, don't you think? By making personal development a habit, particularly with regards to stress reduction techniques such as mindful practices, you will be better able to identify, manage, and even eliminate key sources of stress in your life. Number 3, it improves your health. The link between stress and health is undeniable. More stress equals more disease. Happier and healthier relationships equal less stress. And the more equipped when we are managed to reduce stress, the better our overall health becomes. The tools and teachings of personal development and self-improvement give us a better understanding of ourselves and of the world around us. The more you understand it, the more equipped you become to handle whatever life throws at you. People who have learned to manage the challenges and stresses of life have fewer lifestyle-related diseases and may enjoy a prolonged lifespan as a result. Number 4. Increase productivity. The number one enemy of productivity is procrastination. And procrastination is often driven by deeper emotions. People engaged in personal growth as a lifestyle make a habit of digging deeper into these issues, thereby increasing the likelihood of arriving at a meaningful solution. Number 6. Enhance self-control. Self-control, that ability to regulate those emotions, thoughts, and behaviors in order to accomplish specific goals, is a cognitive ability that can be worked out and strengthened just as you would your muscles. When setting and working towards goals for your life, it's easy to become derailed by temptations, habits, and impulses, particularly those driven by the subconscious beliefs and underlying emotions. By making self-development a regular and important part of your life, you bring to light those underlying beliefs and feelings. You strengthen your self-control muscles, making it easier to build new habits and to achieve short and long-term goals. Number 6, greater success. When we look back over the advantages is... I read the top part. By success, we're talking about the ability to reach those markers of achievement that each individual set for him or herself, rather than the standard markers of success as presented by the media. Though, ironically, is that what you truly want, you're more likely to achieve it if self-development is a regular part of your lifestyle. So when you take a look back over the advantages as listed above, it's easy to see why this is true. Healthy and supportive relationships reduce stress and advocate. Healthy and supportive relationships reduce stress and associated improvements in health, increase productivity, and enhance self-control, or create necessary environment for success and to occur. Improve peace of mind. Aside from the peace of mind that generally follows as a result of such factors as lowering stress, experiencing better overall health, and being successful, regular self-awareness and improvement practices can generate their own feelings of greater contentment and tranquility. Personal development practices also tend to increase understanding of self and others, which contribute to a greater sense of peace and acceptance overall. I truly agree with that one. Better parenting. Because young children and babies learn by aping their parents and caregivers, it's vital that parents first and foremost work on developing and improving themselves. To be a better parent, one that can serve as a good first role model for babies and young children, you need to be willing to take a long, hard, and honest look at yourself. So when you spend that time alone on personal development and self-awareness, you are less likely to unwittingly pass along negative patterns and behaviors to your children. You're also far less likely to fall into common parenting pitfalls such as negative reinforcement, anger, bully, enabling, micromanaging, and the damn lights. Number 9, greater resilience. Resilience is a capacity to recover quickly from life challenges, tragedies, and difficulties. It's the psychological ability to emerge from these experiences and return to a healthy mental and emotional state. It's essentially a form of emotional flexibility. It's stuffy in here. That's why I'm sounding different. My nose was stuffy. Personal development allows you to confront and work through obstacles from the inside and out. Time spent developing your emotional intelligence, self-awareness, and coping strategies will have a direct and positive impact on your level of resilience. You know, life always throws curveballs at us in the form of obstacles and challenges when we least expect them. So having resilience means being able to rebound quickly, returning to a natural balance, growing and learning from experiences instead of snapping and breaking. And number 10, greater happiness. And we finally arrive at the grand finale of advantages of happiness. If happiness truly is the journey rather than the destination, then spending the time in your daily life to develop yourself will make that journey a heck of a lot more pleasant. By taking the time to work on your personal development, you are decreasing the negative impacts of stress and ill health. And you are creating stuffy in here. Wow, I hate that filler. I just lost my page. Hold on. And number 10, to continue, because it was stuffy in here and I ended up stopping the audio by mistake. So let me go back to reread 10. Greater happiness. As we finally arrive at the grand finale of advantages, happiness. If happiness truly is a journey rather than a destination, then spending the time in your daily life to develop yourself will make that journey a heck of a lot more pleasant. Imagine a life in which you enjoy good health and better relationships. A life in which you feel in control of yourself and your ability to cope well with whatever challenges come your way. A life in which you feel genuinely confident in your ability to succeed in your endeavors. So by taking the time to work on your personal development, you are decreasing the negative impacts of stress and ill health, and you are increasing your ability to handle your life and relationships. And through self-improvement efforts, you learn to identify, heal, and transform underlying beliefs, traumas, self-sabotaging behaviors, and habits, all of which contribute to removing the layers of obstacles that smother our ability to experience real joy and happiness. And her final thoughts. So the next time you feel crappy about your life or something in it, and feel tempted to spend money on makeup, clothes, or the latest video game, perhaps you'll think again and browse a while in the self-improvement section. Because that is way, way more important. You got to work on it, any of you. Going on trips, buying clothes, making yourself look good, buying the foods you want, and the latest neighbors. That's all external. If you take away that, you still got an issue. So you have to work on the inner you. Goddess Hadia. And this article is coming from lifehack.org. 10 personal growth. 10 reasons personal growth is important no matter your age. And this article was written by Michael Burnden. And at the end, I refer to a female writing this article. So, correction is a male, Mike Bundren. Thanks for tuning in.